brutal lord and master. The Sekhmen easily matched the speed of the ill man, and spread out in a standard defensive arc as he reached a massive door set in the stone block wall. It was a new section of the mansion, formed of solid granite blocks taken from the ruins of a lighthouse at the far end of the island. Kinnison unlocked the door and opened it a crack to reach through and fumble with something on the inside. When the booby trap was deactivated, the Baron swung the door wide and marched straight inside. The room was narrow and dimly lit by a single oil lantern hanging from the ceiling, the wick barely glowing red, it was turned down so low. At the back was a honeycomb of bamboo tubes, every one filled with a firebird, and both of the walls were lined with shelves filled with small bowls. Something in the bowl splashed about at his approach, and tiny tentacles writhed in the air, as if waving in greeting. Suddenly, Evander entered the room with a torch, the crackling light filling the tiny room with brilliant illumination. The things in the bowls began to shriek and wildly thrash their tentacles in blind panic.
Out!
Kinnison shoved the man into the corridor. Evander stumbled from the room and dropped the torch. It rolled away, leaving a trail of burning pitch on the cold stone. Leaving the room, Kinnison ever so gently closed the door, then turned on the sec man, backhanding the officer to the floor.
Idiot! I just wanted to see!
Evander suddenly felt the cold gaze of the other sec man directed toward him.
The pilots are terrified of fire. You've weakened the defenses of the entire island. The pirates attack now. We may lose because of this. It will be days, even weeks, before the pilots calm down.
Kinnison found he had trouble speaking. His mind was a hurricane of dark thoughts. To lose everything because of one small mistake. There was no torture awful enough to serve as punishment for this crime. Wait. Yes, there was.
Guards! Seize the traitor! But no blasters! I want him alive when we feed him to the pilots.
Evander went pale and backed away, clawing for his blaster. But the other sec men pounced on the former guard, easily disarmed him, then bound his hands behind his back.
Mercy, my lord!
Tears were running down Evander's bruised face.
Castrate me! Burn me at the stake, but not this! Anything but this, please!
Kinnison said nothing as he watched the weeping prisoner dragged away, then sighed and sagged against the stone wall. He was feeling weaker every day, and the drugs were helping less and less. Death would be a sweet release. But this unexpected excitement of pirates and Evander had drained him completely. He felt sick to his stomach and itchy.
Here, my lord.
A sergeant offered a gourd. It sloshed from the slight motion. Kinnison, suspicious, did not accept the container.
And what is this?
Chancellor Griffin commanded us to start carrying some of your medicine with us while on duty. There is no reason our baron should ever be in pain.
Kinnison looked at the gourd as if it were a fanged insect.
Thank you, Sergeant. Take that to the launch pads on the roof. I'll be there shortly to direct the attack.
But...
The sec man stopped and saluted.
As you command, my lord.
As the guard marched away, Kinnison decided that Griffin had to go to Davy. This was the most clumsy attempt on his life ever, and if the Chancellor was this poor at his job, then of what possible use could he be to the Vill? None. Simply more jetsam for the sea. Flanked by the remaining sec men, Kinnison rushed along the corridor as quickly as he could and forced himself up a flight of stairs to reach his private level. The guards at the iron gate saluted as he went through. Going directly to his bedroom, Kinnison used two keys to unlock the steel door. The guards stayed in the hallway as he went inside and threw the heavy bolts. Then he paused to catch his breath. His temples were throbbing like a ship's cannons, his bandages felt tight, breathing was difficult, and his skin felt prickly as if he were standing near a roaring fire. That Sekhmen had been right. He needed more jolt immediately. But he wasn't accepting any as a gift. How stupid did Griffin think he was? Something was happening, and the Baron began to strongly doubt there were any pirates in the waters around his island. The real danger was under his own roof. Rushing to a hidden compartment in the headboard of his bed, Kinnison slid back a grooved wooden panel that perfectly matched the rest of the intricately carved mahogany. Quickly, he extracted a jar full of white powder and shook some into his trembling palm. There was spring water in a crystal pitcher on the table, and red wine in sealed bottles filling a shelf near the rack of long blasters, but those were much too distant. Lapping the drug from his hand, he stayed kneeling on the quilt until the tremors passed. He drained the pitcher of water and sat down in relief. Kinnison first knew something was terribly wrong when a fuzzy warmth spread outward from his enormous belly, stealing the strength from his limbs. He tried to rise and found it impossible. What was happening? Had he finally crossed the line and was dying of an overdose? The Baron had to concentrate to breathe. His fingers twitched for the bell rope to summon his healer, but the effort was too great. He felt woozy and confused, and trying for the rope was too great an effort. The door swung open, and in walked Griffin with a huge revolver in his grip. Kinnison recognized it instantly. It was a gift to Samson, one of his personal guards, for saving the Baron from a night creep attack. But the Sec Man was fanatically loyal to Kinnison and would never give up the weapon. Unless he was chilled.
Yes, he's gone.
Grinning, Griffin cocked back the hammer.
And the ones I didn't ace personally, my gaudy sluts did. Every man and woman who supported you is dead. The palace is mine.
A great well of fury boiled inside Kinnison, but he could do nothing. The Chancellor seemed to be at the far end of a long white tunnel. The Baron mouthed the word traitor, but nothing came out.
Oh, I'm much more than that, you fat bag of pus.
The man went to the door to slide back the heavy bolts. As the door swung open, in came a dozen young Sec men, their faces grim, hands full of rope. A grinning Evander led them.
Hi, Tubby. Was I a convincing enough fool to bring on one of your fucking attacks?
I am Baron. This is my bill.
Griffin corrected him with a grim smile.
Was. Report, Colonel.
How goes the revolt?
The mansion and armory are under our control. A few of his guards escaped into the jungle, but we released the hunters to bring him down, so they're meeting the ground. The gates of the villa closed. The PD boats have only our men on board, and we have control of the Firebirds on the roof. The slaves tried to escape in the chaos, as you said they would. We shot some, and the rest went back to work. There is some fighting at the docks, but nothing we can't handle. All is secure.
It was so easily said. Maturo Island had fallen. Kinnison couldn't believe he heard the words. Nightmare. This was another wild hallucination brought on by the jolt, nothing more. His ville was fine. Everything was fine.
Excellent work, Colonel.
Thank you, my lord.
There it was. Chancellor no more. Baron Griffin gestured to the men.
You and you, bind that sack of shit with rope. Don't worry about cutting off his circulation. It isn't important.
Pulling on canvas gloves to protect them from his sickness, the Sec men bound Kinnison tightly. He wanted to fight back, to reach the machine pistol hidden in the bed, but his strength was gone. He felt like a fish on the beach, fighting to move, trying to breathe.
How?
Bloody fleck stained the floor. The Sec man moved farther away. Dragging in a lungful of air, he tried again.
What did you give me?
Exactly what you came here for, fat boy. The jar was full of jolt. Not your painkillers and flash with a trace of the drug, but pure quill jolt, enough to stun a whale. I guessed it should be enough to dull your quivering bulk. Your own healer told me of the secret stash. I knew if a Sec man offered you some openly, your natural paranoia would make you rush here for some clean drugs. You fell right into my hands.
And if you died, who'd give a fuck?
The others agreed, some laughing, others staring with open hatred. Kinnison gave no reply, the growing buzz in his ears drowning out the world. He began to surrender to the warmth and closed his eyes. Then, pain took the Baron as his head snapped to the side, and he realized somebody was slapping him awake.
Don't you die on me.
Griffin backhanded his prisoner again.
I haven't begun to take my revenge yet. Colonel, send some of your men to cast that new brat of his into the sea with a stone tied around its neck.
Yes, my lord.
The man grinned and exited the room.
No!
In a rush of strength, Kinnison stood and charged for the usurper. Two Sec men grabbed his bandaged arms, and he shook them off, the urge to kill driving him onward like a firebird in flight. But Griffin merely laughed as the Sekhmen wrestled him to the wall, pinned helpless under their combined weight.
Not even a good try.
You'll never keep the throne.
Kinnison felt the rush of strength ebbing away like the tide.
You can't.